for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, September the 5th, 2009. Jim Landry is the speaker of this service, teaching on the Believer's Commission. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
That's not what the message, that God has for you is not about Jim, it's about you. I mean, you really got to know this. So when you prepare your text and you prepare your message as soldiers, and when you go on to minister to people to get them set free, you got to be thinking about it for them. Otherwise, you're going to get distressed in the battle and go back. They didn't want that. They need to fast 20 days. You're going to have the wrong attitude about this thing. When they don't get delivered and something happens, the first person I go to is my closet, and I ask God what else I could have done to help them. I don't take the easy way out and blame them. Because they ought to be able to make it in on my prayers and my binding loosing, because they may not be strong enough to understand what it'll be at that moment. Okay. Now, if you're walking for a season, you or believe and you're going to the church, and I might instruct you, okay, you need to go on a fast for 3 days. Okay, we need to go on a fast for 3 days. This is what we're going to do. Okay. I try to work with them. I never try to do nothing. I don't meet nobody else at that same mile. They go one, I got to go two. Ah, well. I remember Brother Norman said he had called a fast on many of the ministers in Central America, and they were fasting every day, every certain day in the week, and he happened to go and visit one of his ministers, and that was a fast day. He went round to the back because he wasn't in the main auditorium with the rest of the church. Pastor Parrish, you see his picture up there, that's my senior apostle. And he said he went to the back, and he went back, and he said one of his ministers was back there gorging themselves with all type of goodies. It was fast day. I don't know what he told him, but I know what I'd have told him. I said, brother, you need prayer. All you can eat got you. Okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with going to all you can eat. If you can discipline yourself to eat what you need, if we're supposed to eat to live, not live to eat. So soldiers, got to have your appetite restrained. And trust me, I love to go. I took my friends out, my personal friends here, this lovely couple. I took them out to supper last night. I love to go out. And I love to have a nice meal, but I can't eat beef every day because it don't pass through your system. It takes almost 7 days. So you need to know what are you eating, how to eat, and you can eat a lot all the time if you eat a lot of salad or something. Okay, well, that's another message. So, but the point is you got to discipline your appetite. Alright? My loan officer and treasurer and her husband helped me oversee another church in another city, called me some time ago. And let's see how she said this. She said, Pastor, I know you've been looking for another car. Since I lost my car in July. It blew up out here on the side of the road. My grandson, the Holy Ghost threw him out. He's a miracle child. And so one of the ministers team I trained for about 8 years in Sealsy, which is 8 miles north, she called me up because she knew I was looking for something. I said, if anybody trading in something, you know, used car, they don't get a good money on trading, so call me. Let's see what they got. So she called me. I called her one day, and she said, no, Pastor Jim, all I got. I tell you what we got. It's a good deal. It's a red Mustang. A red Corvette. But she said, but I know you ain't going to get that, Brother Jim. I said, no, what a preacher doing with a two-seater? Mark, the third chapter, verse 13, and Jesus going up into a mountain and calling unto him whom he would. That means he called out a select group. And they came unto him. And he ordained 12 out of whom he called. And they should be with him. And that he might send them forth to preach. In other words, there were other disciples. He chose 12. Then he was going to send them forth to preach. And to have power to heal sicknesses. And to cast out demons. Two things. He gave them power and authority to do two things. In Matthew 10, in the parallel account, verse 1, It says, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. I don't really think we do enough attack against the unclean spirits. It's a big boy. It's all over the New Testament. Unclean spirits, leads to unclean spirits. I don't think we really spend enough time at them. There have been times when the Holy Spirit remind me that you forgot to flush the toilet, or you forgot to wash your hands. But trust me, it's been few and few times. When our minds are scattered, and we're not being focused, and our minds are not on the things of God, but it's on the things that we want to do, we'll forget to do personal hygiene. See, he let it happen to me twice, probably in 20-some years, I remember, the two times, and I had to go back and take care of that business. But some of us are just too loose. I told you, I'm ready. Yeah, I'll take the beans and the bread too. Yes, ma'am. Unclean spirit. You need to be delivered. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave him power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. So when Jesus called his disciples, they were just disciples. But when he ordained them, they became what? Apostles. And this was a unique group. Many are called, few are chosen. See, brethren, the body of Christ knows very little or nothing about the elect company. We need to do much more studies about that subject, about the elect. In Acts, the first chapter, let me take you there for a moment. Acts, the first chapter, verse 1, the scripture says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, unto the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Sometimes the devil try to make you feel like you ain't chosen. To whom he also showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Jesus rose from the dead and he spent 40 days with whom? With the apostles. And what are they called here in verse 2? Chosen ones. The elect. The devil don't want you to know you're the elect. Oh, we read it and we say we're the elect, and in the last days, if it not be for the saving grace of God, the elect would be. See, we see it that perspective, but we don't see it as an attribute and a characteristic of God working through our lives. We are elect. We ought to act like it. We ought to be accountable and responsible. Jesus spent the entire 40 days here exclusively not with the disciples, because there were over 500 disciples, but with the apostles, and he spoke on one subject. What you got to do is read the first three verses here. To many of us, that might be boring. Some of you have been here all week here now, and you're tired of the teaching. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Demons, 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 demons. Healing the sick, healing the sick, healing the sick. Oh boy, oh boy. I believe in prophecy. Well, we do too. And we need you, if you have that gift, and it will help us. Help us to encourage those persons that are going through battles. Help us to be able to rightly discern and the word of knowledge and word of wisdom. So, because that's what the sermon is all about. If everybody just tells us what the problem is, because most people are doing the best they can to describe their situation, we have to ask God to show us what they're not able to tell us. And so if you already had that gift, that'd make you more sensitive, but we can't, God can't use you with that little rebellious nature because you ain't being used now. How you know I ain't got to give a prophet? Oh, Brother Landry, I'm so happy to visit your church and stuff like that. Who's the prophet here? I said, brother, just stay around here about 2 or 3 weeks. You figure it out. When the gift manifests, you'll know. Who's the evangelist over here? Oh, just stick around here about 3 or 4 weeks. You figure it out. I'm not trying to be evasive, but just trust me. We want you to come in and be part of the body. I'm not arrogant with them. I tell them straight, and then I try to mend them in there to understand what I mean. And then they'll say, okay, that makes sense. Let's get it from the Spirit. Because see, when I identify one gift, I might X out the other two that God got in wanting that's about to be developed. I just destroyed your ministry. Because all I know is songs ministry. But I got enough sense to know God's got people in here. Great gifts. You will go to many nations and do great works for God. It's all in your seed. It's all in your children, your children's children. And if you allow me to look down from the windows of heaven, unless God is, you know, returns and gets his church, then I'll be able to say, oh, praise the Lord. But I don't think I'd really be interested at that point. I'll be up there saying, praise the Lord. Some of you think you'll see mom and dad. But anyway, you will. 40 days on one subject. What was he preaching? The kingdom. The kingdom. The kingdom. The kingdom. You know why? Because the apostles were going to be the administrators of the kingdom of God on earth during the first century. And the main feature of these men was going to be supernatural. Raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out devils, preaching the gospel. That was going to be the main feature of their ministry. Supernatural. And that's why the enemy is coming against your ministry. That's why the enemy will use any tools he can to come against the gift that God has placed in you. By the way, casting out devils is not a gift. It's a work. We all have this commission from God. So the enemy don't want you to use it, though. These apostles were going out and preached the gospel of the kingdom, of which they did, healing the sick, casting out devils. Now in John, the 14th chapter, Jesus says something about how the ministry would be developed and how we would, the church, would do greater works. And in John, the 14th chapter, I think it's verse 12, right? Jesus says, 14, 12, okay. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. There is a divine order here. You will never do the greater works, have a greater works ministry, until you learn how to do the very same works. Now, I know there's many ministries out there beg to differ with you. I beg to differ with you, Brother Jim. I mean, we got this worldwide evangelism. We're feeding 5,000 people. We got 20,000 coming in every week to help pay this food offering. My whole choir participates in the city choir. We're doing a lot of great works for God. Okay, those are good works. I don't have an issue with that. But I'm saying your ministry will never be considered a great ministry. And there are no great preachers, by the way. There's some more greatly used than others. But your ministry will never be a great ministry or defined as great in heaven according to Scripture until you do the very same thing.
At least one time, try it.
You install on yourself. Come out of there, rejection. Come out of there, inferiority complexes. Try on yourself. You may need to keep some tissues. I bought Scott's. Because, you know, you get extra. It's real thick. I mean, you know, it's a lot, 1,000 sheets, you know. I mean, seriously. And it's just strong, you know. Some people are sitting around waiting for the greater works. Jesus began in verse 1 of Acts. In verse 1 of Acts, the first chapter. I'm about to finish up, so we need to do some deliverance. Because I can go on and go on. Obviously, we can go on and go on. I think the point has been made on some principles that are necessary for your commission in ministry. And then we got all day tomorrow, too. Great, great teachers here tomorrow setting us free. It says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Jesus was going to continue doing the same things, but not through his physical body, but through his spiritual body, which is the church, you and I. So he began the work. We have to complete the work. Nobody can take your place. Nobody can do it the way God wants you to do it. God wants to use your individual personality. He needs a Jim to be who Jim is. Surrender to God. He needs a brother Ronnie to be who Ronnie is. He needs each one of you to be who you are. He needs that. That's what God wants. God never intended for the gospel of the kingdom to be suspended, to be set aside by a bunch of religious entertainment. After the third or fourth century of the church, no more deliverance. No more healing. Until just maybe 40, 50 years ago. These are the times of restoration. Brother Glenn Miller, our overseer, had the great privilege of being there during these times of with Catherine Kuhlman and the ministry God has given him. We are very privileged to be under his authority. But a lot of the old timers are gone. Derek Prince, Don Basham, Win Worley, Marcus Haggard, Frank and Adamie Hammond, Frank Mazzulla, Bill Banks, Dr. Bill Knowles, Chris Simpson, and many others. And many others that some of the books you bought or have purchased over your time in ministry that may not have been closely affiliated like these men were with this ministry, but they're gone too. So where are the replacements? Where are the soldiers? Nobody cares. All right, well, you're the cream of the crop. You're the call You're the chosen. You're the faithful. We are the replacement. So despise not your days of small beginnings. We want to get there too quick. Put in the time. Come on, soldiers. Come on. I use the athletic term. I played baseball most of my life, so I say step up to the plate. But I mean we need to come lock and load, and we ought to have an attitude that I live for this. It's got to be in here, though. The devil know when it ain't here. The devil know when it's up here. He know the difference. Do you live for it? Oh, man, my heart started jumping a bit. Okay, I want to, not jumping the wrong way, just excited, man. You know, I live for this thing. I want to finish up in Scripture so we can do some deliverance on the base of election for God calling His disciples. We'll find that in Psalms 101:6, because many of you might want to know, why did Jesus choose those 12? You know, what is the basis of my election? What was the basis of their election? So let me just show you a Scripture here. He even chose those scoundrels, Judas. He called bullheaded Peter, doubting Thomas. What do you see in this motley crew? Potential. Psalms 101:6. It says, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. That's my Savior talking. That's my Lord talking. He's calling the faithful. This was the base of their election. Why did Jesus choose these men above others? Faithfulness. See, He chose him to be with Him. And in Psalms 101:6 says that God chooses the faithful to be with Him. That's who walked with Jesus in His earthly ministry. We walk with Jesus in this earthly ministry. We work as His body in the work that He began. It is being fulfilled through you and I ministries today. And the devil don't like it. You better step up to the plate. Oh, well, you better load up, lock and load, and get ready to go, soldiers. We're in a war, and we win. Now, I like in the end we win, but I like winning while we're going through. Now, there's enough victories to keep you going. There's going to be a few defeats to keep you honest. God will make sure you realize that He's king. It ain't about how much power you got. I got the power. I mean, after all, you ain't got no authority where you don't have no responsibility. You can't tell my children nothing unless I drop them off at your house. Have you been faithful? Judge yourselves. Have you been faithful in your giving? Faithful in your knowledge, your gifts, your talents? I would not hastily say amen. I mean, I had a pocket full of money in my wallet, but I mean, I'm down to the last thing. I said, He's going to give me by tomorrow morning. I'll be zero. I have to go hit the cha-ching. Not that kind of cha-ching. ATM. So have you been faithful? Faithful, faithful, faithful. That's the basis for being with the Lord when He returns. The elect, you and I, soldiers that have been commissioned to the battle, must prove our faithfulness. It ain't about just showing up. You got to prove it. You got to prove it. People, I walked around here, I don't know, maybe 7 years, 6 or 7, maybe 8 years, just like y'all, just coming in, buying books, going back to my church. I didn't really know Brother Dean well, but I knew he knew my pastor. And but Norman Parrish was my apostle, and so I had a lot of people I knew, but I was just coming because I had the finances to come. God provided me the finances to come, and I could learn more. And we were doing a lot of deliverance at our prayer meetings at home and then to the church when we developed the church. Okay, so that's all I came for. And I was just out sitting out there with this young man this one day, and a guy from Phoenix, Arizona. I can't think of his name right now, Hispanic brother. He say, hey, hola. He say, amigo. I say, Christian. And he thought I wanted him. You know, back then, you can't tell, you know, distance. So I didn't say hola or famous deals or nothing. But anyway, I never forget that. He said that. And I said, Christian. It must have caught their attention. Well, about a year later, they called me up and said, you're going to be preaching. So I didn't come to do anything. Okay, I didn't come to do anything but to learn just like y'all. All right. And Jack Duran, yeah, Brother Jack. And I did talk with him about a year ago. Within the last year. And, but I'm seeing some things that are changing now that we're starting to get invitations, from around this country and around the world. And we need trained disciples that we can see scriptures fulfilled. As Paul was saying in his name, receive such a one. We need to be able to send you to the nations. Yeah. Can't do that. Can't do that if we worry about this. Can't do that.
That's right.
Anybody know me, all you got to do is check my website. If you want me to pull up the website for 2008, you'll see, very seldom have you'll see two ministers work with me in the same year at the same at a different location. I've used almost different people every meeting I assign ministers to. Now, that's not because everybody ain't qualified. It's just that I'm trying to use the body and not polarize the group. What can I say?
What can I say?
The difference between being called for the sake of time and being chosen is what? Faithfulness. You want to be effective in the deliverance ministry? You want to be effective in spiritual warfare? Then you better be faithful. You better be faithful. No substitutes. Just be faithful. God protected me and my wife, our children. Got all but one of my children saved that I know of. He was saved. And then some things happened. I thought about now I better put his name back in the box. And now he studied the law, and he's trying to live by the law. And this is the sweetest thing. In fact, he's over my will. All of my estate. I trust my son that much. And he knows that. And I got children with Church of the Rock. I mean, hallelujah. Everything. Serving God. I got my daughter right there at the church. Okay, but he's over my estate. I taught him how to be an administrator. He takes care of business, okay? And so I'm just waiting. His wife asked me, said, brother, he said, Dad, because she's been with me since she was about the 7th, 8th grade. She said, Father-in-law, what are we going to do? I said, well, just keep praying that God give him a road to Damascus experience. She looked at me and said, okay, that sounds good. See, some of us need a road to Damascus experience. We ain't never met authority. So before you can be effective in the ministry of deliverance, as I said in open comments, you got to meet authority. And Brother Bijou made it very clear today that how are you going to be faithful in your own ministry if you've never been faithful in another man's work? You got to be faithful in another man's work. You got to submit to authority. And I'm not talking about from the religious thing. And if it burns a little bit and causes a little discomfort, well, that's good. That means you got an issue there, a demon that needs to go, because in real submission, I mean, you lose your opinion. You can't wait to get under somebody. You love your leaders. I mean, I love my leaders. And I mean this too. And I love the fact that I get correction. I had to make a very, very important, I'm not going to call no names because I know you're out there. I had to make a very important decision that dealt with thousands of dollars, thousands of people possibly, television and everything. In the last 2 months, I had to make a major decision because we found a possibility of some compromise in the ministry. And so I had to contact this ministry and say, I'm not going to use you. But they already had TBN and TV appearances and international ministry. Call a name, you say, oh my God, you turned them down. That's my responsibility. I make the decisions, who come, who don't. Alright? And so, I don't want no compromise in me. You start off with compromise, when you get to this position, you will compromise for money, for fame, for recognition. So start right now. That means, get your house in order, I'm going to learn this thing, I'm going to get under cover. We'll tie into a work. I'll email, call, ask questions. I need help during the way. God's going to take care of you. So now we're going to do a little deliverance because it's almost 9:30. I don't want to keep it long. I don't need to go through all of the warfare prayers. But I want to go at the death spirits, sun-related spirits, and headaches. Oh, by the way, when we first started off in the early years of evangelism, God would always tell me people had headaches because the demons would try to make them leave. Because we're going to do deliverance, right? So I would just say, everybody with headaches, stand up. Boy, they just fly up there. I say, my God, it worked every time. So I'm going to leave. I'm going to just pray for you. And just, because we went through enough renunciation prayers. But let me issue a command, because you know what I'm going to ask you to do. It's not pray with your mouth, but pray in your mind. Just agree. And I'm going to challenge the principality. But first, I'm going to put the enemy on notice. And at the completion of this service, we want to make sure the enemy knows that the angels, I pray God will send the angels to clear the grounds of all demonic powers. Amen? So first I want to bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I want to loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside of every person that's willing to participate. I bind the strong man over each person's house. I loose each person from the strong man. I forbid the strong man over each person's house to communicate with or reinforce any spirits inside of each person. Now I bind the evil power spirits. I bind evil strength spirits in Jesus' name. Now, over all the demonic powers, the death spirits, over the son-related spirits, headache spirits, and any other spirits the Holy Spirit is targeting in each person that are present, in Jesus' name, a stronger is here. Who are you to resist the name of Jesus? You have no authority. I take authority over you and I bind you in the name of Jesus. I arrest you in Jesus' name. I break all ancestral curses over those names I've called and those that the Holy Spirit has given right now in Jesus' name. I break the ancestral curses. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all direct curses. I will teach you how to do some things, and then one day you'll be able to come over here and say, I break the ancestral curse, direct curse, indirect curse, self-inflicted curse, curse. I know I do that too. But as a teacher, I have to do it from here, because I got to show you can do it. I break the ancestral curses. Some young people watch. I break the ancestral curses. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all direct curses over your life. You're going to die. You're going to get sunburned. You're going to get a migraine. I break it, 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 I break it. I'm serious what I'm doing. It sounds funny, but I'm serious what I'm doing in Jesus' name. The devil know it. I break those direct curses in Jesus' name. I break the indirect curses. Well, I don't know. Mama had that kind of stuff. You probably going to die from it, too. We probably all going to die from it. You got a headache? Mama had migraine. I got a headache. Daddy had this. Okay, I break that indirect curse. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all self-inflicted curses. Oh, I just got fear. I just know this thing's going to come down on me. I just don't know what's going to happen when the doctor's diagnosis. I know what it is. I break that self-inflicted curse. I break it, 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 I break it. Job said the greatest thing I fear came up on me. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all curses on any living and non-living entities. I break all curses of compromise, curses of negotiation. I break all those curses. The curses are broken. I break the curses of these principalities and the ones that the Holy Spirit is illuminating at this time and targeting at this time. Now all the demons that cover these curses in Jesus' name, I break those satanic seals. God's got a seal. Satan got a seal. Sometimes you just seal them in the church. They'd be on the deacon board. They'd run it every time. But anyway, I break those satanic seals. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all protective shields over those demons, over the curses. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all the satanic prayers, psychic prayers, pray in order to put the demons on top of the curses. I break it, 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 all ties with the evil past. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. Ties with any living and non-living entities. I break it, 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 I break it. Jesus said, if I go into a strong man's house, I bind him, and I fall is good. I'm dividing and conquering. I'm dividing and conquering. I'm dividing and conquering. And you don't have to do all I'm doing when you're at home. But you know there's more than one demon involved, don't you? I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it in Jesus' name. Lower, higher demons. Low life, no life. All the hierarchy of the enemy. I command all the demons to come up tied together. Come up there in Jesus' name. Come up. You're coming out of the people in Jesus' name. I break the ties between those spirits. I cut any of the supports of those demons in Jesus' name. I cut any roots of those spirits. I break any remaining holds. Sever any relationships with low-life spirits. No-name spirits. And I command all supporting spirits, you come out in Jesus' name. You come out in Jesus' name. I break all the satanic wishes over death spirits, son-related spirits, headache spirits, and any other spirits the Holy Spirit is targeting. I break all the satanic dedications over those spirits. Satanic blood covenants over your life, blood sacrifices, satanic declarations, satanic assignments, satanic schemes, and satanic designs. I break their powers in Jesus' name. Now, some of us have had them nightmares when we were children, and or young adults or older, and we've seen people that we love so much and they died, and we have to deal with this thing. But you know what? I come against that spirit of death. All right, we're going to engage the enemy. I come against the spirit of death. Death, you come out. Death by organ. Come out. I break the curse of affliction. Leave one side, go to the other side. I come in, I command the spirits to come out of the organs right now. Death by organ. Come out of there. Death associated with possible multiple surgeries. Come out in Jesus' name. Death by surgery. Come out in Jesus' name. Death by infirmity. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Death by multiple infirmities. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Death by poison. Go, death by food poisoning. You go, the demons are still there from past food poisoning. You come out of us. Come out, all the side effects from the medications. Death by hanging. Usually a suicide. I did that because I tried to do that when I was about 13. Because the guy at our church, at the Methodist church I was going, of course I was raised a Catholic, Christian, Methodist, Baptist, Baptist, all that. But anyway, and he tried to do it, so we all tried to do it. On TV they used to have to hang them up, you know, on the Marsha Dillon and all that, car ball shows. So me and my brother, we decided we're going to hang ourselves. Bang!
almost killed me.
Watch your TV. It's a good way to put the children away, I guess. I know. Almost put me away for life. You spirits, you come out of there in Jesus' name. Death by burning. Come out. Death by burning. You go. Death by asphyxiation. Come out. Usually these are running into suicide families. Come out in Jesus' name. Slow death by overeating. A self-destruction spirit. These are names of demons that actually came out of people. You go. We don't have much to do tonight, so another 5 or 6 minutes we're going to be finished. So just get your deliverance. Many of you will get delivered even after we leave here, because these demons are there. If they're there, they got to go in Jesus' name. All right. Slow death by lack of exercise and physical fitness. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Slow death by improper diet. Slow death by jumping out of a moving car. That's a suicide spirit. Some of us, you'd be surprised who in here that might have done that and got mad with mama and then opened the door and tried to get out. Come out. Death by ethnic curses. I break witchcraft curses by ethnic groups. Druidism, voodoo, Yoruba land witchcraft, Orisha, Santeria. I come against all of the curses associated with Kutalini, Kali. Come out, all of you, in Jesus' name. All those spirits, Shemos, all the curses. I break their powers in Jesus' name. I break their powers in Jesus' name. All those curses. Witchcraft death. Come out. I break the witchcraft death over our life. Go in Jesus' name. Demonic death. Go in Jesus' name. The killer spirit. I break the killer curse. I break the killer curse. You go in Jesus' name. Painful death. Excruciating death. I break the soul ties where we may have had with a loved one or a friend or someone we knew that had a painful, excruciating death. I break that soul tie right now. I command those demons, leave us in Jesus' name. And we ministers particularly, because we have to make a lot of house calls, a lot of prayer calls to the hospitals and for other people, because people, they hear about you in the city, they want you to come. And sometimes when you get there, it's pretty a dire situation. Come out, all the spirits right now of agonizing death, death by torture, vexed unto death, extreme torment, depression unto death, spirit of the destroyer, spirit of Apollyon, you go in Jesus' name. Block will to live, physical destruction, spirits of destruction, spirits of total destruction. Come out, spirits of fetal death, in mother's womb, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Spiritual death, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of here, you spirit. I had spiritual death. You go in Jesus' name. I was caught up in all kinds of stuff. You religious demon, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of sudden infant death syndrome, see it. Go in Jesus' name. Go. I command all the spirits, including blocked breathing, strangulation, smothering, and crib death. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. The ruler spirit over this group is sudden infant death syndrome, of course. I command all premature death. Go. Slow death by any other means. Death by any other means. Go. Death. The ruler of death. The controller of death. The controller ruler of death. And all other supervisory spirits of death. I break all adverse medical prognosis. I break all those curses right now according to the prognosis. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against all of the sun-related spirits in Jesus' name. Sunburn, sunstroke spirits, come out in Jesus' name. You're going to go in Jesus' name. I come against every one of those attacks as a result of ultraviolet rays in the sunlight that might have caused harms to the cells and the layers of the skin. Well, God, it restored us. God is restoring us. So you demons, you have to go. So I command all spirits of sensitivity to the sun. You go. You go in Jesus' name. Sensitivity to the heat. You go. Spirits of heat stroke. You go in Jesus' name. The enemy tried to give me 2 heat strokes in 2007 on the job. And because when we work just like people going to combat. We're ready, buddy. Let's hit it. Lock and load, buddy. And that's the way I approach ministry, too. All right? So my partner said, man, come on, man. Sit down, preacher. You all right? Hold on, man. I'm calling an ambulance right now. And they sit down. They looked at me. Knew I was a preacher. They looked at me. I said right there. They knew I wasn't going nowhere. Give him some Kool-Aid. Cool off. Blood pressure. Dang, 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 dang. And then they go down, just like when we played baseball. Okay. Well, much different to me, because I had already been out there. All right. Spirits of first-degree burn. I'd have had that before. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. Thank you. I don't know if I ever cast it out of me. Come out in Jesus' name. Second-degree burn. Had that too. You go in Jesus' name. You go. Burned by steam traces. Burned by the stove. Burned by iron. Abuse. Go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Damaged blood vessels. You go in Jesus' name. Damaged nerve endings in the skin. You go. Damaged nerve endings. You go. blisters, swelling, irritated skin, you go. Spirit of dermatitis, dry skin, dehydration, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Cancer of the skin, you go in Jesus' name. Itching due to sunburn, burning pain, you go. I cast out the spirit of injured eyes, damaged eyes, irritated eyes, eye strain, blindness. Come out, you go in Jesus' name. Body abuse, you go in Jesus' name. Now you spirits of sunstroke, go. Fever, go. High fever, go. Great fever, go. All chills, headaches, you go in Jesus' name. Mind confusion, delirium, dizziness, you go in Jesus' name. Weakness and numbness, come out of the people of God in Jesus' name. All spirits of convulsions, vomiting, and all others, you go in Jesus' name. You go. Every one of you have to go. You have no power to stay. Now the headache spirits. All the headache spirits, and all these spirits I'm coming against, I've already broke the ancestral curses, so we're speaking to the generational line and blessing our seed also. So all of these spirits in Jesus' name, headaches, alcohol withdrawal headaches, still having a headache, you go in Jesus' name. Caffeine withdrawal headaches. I stopped drinking coffee and caffeine for 1 year and a half. And that first week, I went through withdrawals, DTs. All right, and then I began to drink coffee in moderation. Because at work we drank it all day. Because I knew coffee, it has some good stimulant qualities. But that's, everybody has their own different thing. My wife doesn't drink any soda, I don't drink any soda. But that wasn't always the case. 5 years ago I drank soda, she didn't. So, but whatever God tell you to do, you better do it. He tell you to cut out caffeine or cut out whatever, just cut it all out. All right, all caffeine withdrawal headache spirits. Too much coffee. Too much soft drinks, too much tea, too much chocolate. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out. Cluster headache. Cluster headache may occur frequently, stop, and then reoccur. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Dull headache. All of them dull headache. Most of us have to deal with this. Exertion headache. Too much physical activity. Come out in Jesus' name. Hangover headache. Many of us have long put the bottle away, but we done picked up a whole bunch of Coke. A whole bunch of Dr. Pepper. Get the same content of sugar. We just got to drink more. So we still having hangover headaches. We stopped drinking 10 years ago. Hangover here headaches. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Histamine headaches. Come out. Excess histamine in the blood. You go in Jesus' name. Jogger's headache. Jogging headache. Come out in Jesus' name. Junk food headache. From food additives. All right, the spirit of migraine headache. You come out, demon. You come out, you hate spirits. You spirits of unforgiveness, you spirits of self-hatred, all those spirits of unforgiveness, no covering, I'm adding all to the list that I have now. No submission to authority. The head speaks of authority and covering. The head is under attack because you're not covered, or because you got hatred, unforgiveness, all of them. I'm calling a demon on all of them. So just come out of the people in Jesus' name. Come out of all migraine headaches. You shouldn't be having migraine headaches, people. You go. That's a demon. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All sick headaches. Nausea. All these headaches could be inherited also. So I break the generational curses in Jesus' name. Spirit of mixed headache. Morning headache. Nausea and vomiting. Come out in Jesus' name. Nerve spirits. Spirits of pain. Periodic pain. Throbbing pain. Go in Jesus' name. Post-lumbar pain. Post-lumbar puncture headache. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Sharp headache. Stress headache, tension headache, by stress, by depression, by fear, by anxiety. You go in Jesus' name. Throbbing headache in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to your TMJ joints in Jesus' name. I come against TMJ joint syndrome, improper jaw bite, biting the jaw while you're asleep at night. I come, all that grinding, tooth grinding demons. You go in Jesus' name. Headache, I cast you out, headache. Rule of headache, the control of headache, the control of rule of headache, and all supervisory spirits of headache, you go in Jesus' name. Will you please stand? In Jesus' name, I bind up all the spirits in the categories that we have commanded out this evening, Lord. And those that have not left, I command them to continue leaving until all is gone. I ask you, Lord, to fill up all the vacancies and voids in the minds and body where the evil spirits have left. With the presence of the Holy Spirit, continue to do so until all have gone. I ask you, Lord, to pour out your healing power down over all the areas of the mind, body that have been ravaged, tormented, harmed or wounded in any way, and cleanse and heal these areas with your precious blood. And I ask you, Lord, to assign as many of your ministering angels as you need to protect each person, all of the children, everybody that's participating. Protect them right now until all the deliverance, all of the healing, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, infilling of the Holy Spirit is completed. Now, Lord, I ask you to give each person and group here that's being prayed for discernment, that he or she, the youth also, to make them acutely accurate, aware of each time the enemy tries to regain access, so that they can be the enemy can be stopped before he gets a foothold in their life. Now give the Lord all glory for which was accomplished in this service tonight. We give God all glory, all honor. I bless the congregation of the Lord. I pray you have a wonderful sleep tonight. I ask that the angels will come and gather up all of the demonic powers that have left us, that will continue to lead throughout the night, and take them to where you receive them, Lord Jesus. I pronounce a blessing on Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, and a blessing on all his soldiers that are here. May God bless you. See you in the morning. God bless you. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.